But I cannot waste time. I need to get right to this right now. We are joined by a cornerback for the Philadelphia Eagles, an All-Pro, a three-time Pro Bowl selection. He led the NFL in INTs in 2017. He was the NFC Defensive Player of the Week. He had five tackles, one for loss. He had a fumble recovery. He had a TD in Sunday's win over Denver. On the season, 38 tackles, two interceptions, two fumble recoveries, and a couple of touchdowns. He played his college ball at Mississippi State. New Orleans is at Philadelphia on Sunday. Darius Slay joins me once again. Darius, it is so good to have you back, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Dude, it's been a minute or two since you and I have spoken. Man, how's your life right about now?
Man, it's pretty good, man. Just living, playing ball. It's just been chilling for the most part.
Good. Glad to hear it. All right, let's talk about you playing ball. I want to talk to you about a lot of things, but we've got to start with that fumble return against Denver on Sunday. You had a seven-point lead in the third quarter. Denver's going for it fourth and one. Can you take me through the play? What did you see?
Well, actually what I saw is just the fact that, I felt like we got to stop on the fourth down. So I was holding my hand up, like I was saying, we got to stop. But then I saw the ball pop out and shoot, right? Just, do what I do, man. Practice what I do in practice a lot, scooping, scoring. And, so I just scooped the ball up, man, trying to find a way to make a play, and I made one.
Darius Slay joining us. You certainly did. So you get your hands on the ball, and you bobble it for a minute, and then you take off. You had said, quote, they had nothing but fat guys out there. They ain't catching me. End of quote. What's going through your head on the run itself?
Oh, yeah, like I was saying, knowing the personnel that was out there, it was 13 personnel, so. It's not too many guys on that field can catch me on 13 personnel. So, So I got out like, man, I wasn't going to fall on it. So, like other guys kind of like, they bobble it the first time. They'll probably like, drop it. You know what I mean? I'll like, drop on the ball, get on the ball, not me. So I like, man, I'm going to keep trying to pick this thing up until I can get it secure and then I can go score.
Darius Slay joining us. I know you're not concerned about it, but the fact is the official distance in the scorebook was 83 yards on the return. But in reality, you covered nearly 130 yards. You did so at altitude. Not that they were going to run you down, but what would that have done to your rep if one of those fat guys did catch you?
Oh, man, it probably did me bad. My guys wouldn't let me hit the last that, but I kind of figured that wasn't going to happen anyway, so I wouldn't be worried about that.
Darius Slay joining us. I knew it. Listen, you mentioned like I could fall on the ball, but I didn't. Nick Sirianni says there are two types of fumbles, city fumbles and country fumbles. For those who don't know, what is the difference between those two?
Yeah, city fumble is something like with a lot of, like as you use it, it's like you being in a city with a lot of buildings, so you want to get on those, but country fumble, man, you got time to scoop and score. So ain't nobody, too many people out there. So you can scoop it, and pick it up and go run with it.
Darius Slay joining us. Appreciate that. All right, so back in week eight, you had another scoop and score, but that time it happened in Detroit. First off, what was it like to be back in the D again? And then how good did it feel to score on that return?
It felt good, man, be back in Detroit, man. I got a lot of love, got a lot of respect. I did a lot for that community down there and, in the state of Michigan. So I got a lot of love, man. I had a great time going out there and playing again. Once again, it kind of felt funny being on the other side of the field. But, Detroit showed a lot of love, man. When I came into the building, they gave me a little standing ovation. So there's a lot of love there, man. I still got a place in my heart, and I was always love Detroit.
That's nice. Darius Slay joining us. What about Philadelphia? Have you got a real sense yet of what that town and that community is like, or has it been mostly all football? Like, what's the Philadelphia experience been like?
It's been good, man. Hey, it's a different level of fans here. So they really love football here, man. And you gotta like it though, man. You like the challenge they put you up against, and they want you to bring your best every week. So no matter how good you played the week before, they want you to be that same person every week. And that's the kind of person I want to be myself as a player. I want to be just as good as I was last week, or even better. So. It'd be fun. I'd be having a great time, man. I just love the ball, man. I love the team. I love the energy. I love what the fans bring to us. I'm just enjoying it.
Good. Darius Slay joining us. Let me ask you this. I'm not sure if it's fair or not, but Devontae Smith said, watching you run with the ball, quote, he runs like a bad kid when the ball is in his hands. No ball security or nothing. End of quote. What's your reaction when you hear that? Does he have a point, or does the rookie just not understand what you're doing?
Yeah, he got a point. I do run like a bad kid. I ain't trying to get caught, you know. Shoot, I used to get whippings a lot, man. So my mama said, you know, she got to catch me first to whip me. So I make it hard for her.
Oh,
so I'm
going
to make it hard for my the other team to catch me, too.
That is too much. All right, so the two of you work with each other in practice. What are those battles like? Who gets the best of whom consistently?
Oh, man, we know we be just getting each other better, man. You know, we compete every day. You know, I don't really sit here and say I keep count, but I know I'm winning for sure.
All right, so you know what's funny? Go ahead, finish that thought.
Yeah, he said, I know I'll be winning for sure, man. But he's great, man. He's a great kid, man. Work hard, willing to do whatever he needs to do to help get better. He helped me get better in a lot of ways, man. You know, it was one for him and the other young guys, man. That helped me just improve my game as well. So them guys, you know, them young guys teach me a lot too as well.
Darius Slay joins me for a few more moments. I've seen you guys switch up, and I've seen you beat him off the line when he tries to lock you up in coverage. How do the reverse battles go? What are those like?
It was good, man. It was good to see him, man. I was told him, I said, Smitty, man, he could play both sides of the ball. I really think so. If he really put his mind to it, you know, he's good feet, good awareness, man. You know, he's told me he played safety in college. I mean, not in college, but in high school. So it's kind of smooth to him. But it was fun, man. We were just playing around, you know. It was really, truly bonding with each other, man, getting to know each other, man. Everybody thinks Smitty quiet, but he's a quiet guy. But, man, he's a cool dude, man. He's a real down-to-earth kid, man. I just like to have fun and really just enjoy the game.
That's high praise. Darius Slay joining us. Now, listen, among cornerbacks with at least 350 snaps in coverage, you have the third-best coverage grade right now. I mentioned your accolades off the very top. Do you feel like you might be playing some of the best football of your entire career right now?
Yeah, I'm playing. I think I'm playing at a very, very high level right now, man, being very, very consistent. That's what's really making me play at a high level, is that I've been consistent week in and week out, you know, traveling with some of the best receivers, you know, holding them to yards, doing my job, man, and executing. And that's what I've been doing right now, man, being very, very consistent. And I'm continuing to keep trying to, you know, be the most consistent player in this league, and I'm going to continue to do what I can do to help this team win, man, because, like I said, I like to win. You know, and I feel like we got a great team to do a lot of great things.
Hey, Darius, you just said it. I want to be one of, or if not the most consistent player in the league.
I've been consistent like this for a long time, man. Long, long. Appreciate it. You know, I thank the man above, you know, getting me in there, getting selected. But, I've been this consistent for a long time, man. I've been doing this for a long time, 9 years in. And all the thing I'm doing is getting better every year. And, you know, all I got to do is continue to keep preparing myself and, you know, believing in myself, believing in the coaches, what they tell me, and keep executing. You know, and I have great teammates, man. They help me build my game up, too, man. My teammates do a lot to help me put me in a lot of positions and make the plays I be making.
Darius Slay, my guest, really quickly, you mentioned the Pro Bowl. So you were named the NFC Defensive Player of the Week after that win in Denver. What would it mean to be named to the Pro Bowl again this year?
That'd be great, man. Be one, you know, as one of my first for the as an Eagle. You know, so I'd be a blessing for me for sure, and his organization, man. Because, you know, they brought me over here to do great things, and which I am doing. But I always, like I said, I always do more. And, you know, so, but like I said, it'd be a blessing. You know, that's one of the great achievements to have as an NFL player. You know, guys been looking forward to doing that a lot. You know, so, you know, thankfully I already got three of them. But, you know, I would love to have one for Philly.
Hey, Darius, something I always liked about you and respect about you is the approach that you take when it comes to respecting and hyping other DBs and to make sure that people pay attention to them. Who are some of the other guys around the league whose games you admire and the way they approach their business?
Man, I admire Marshawn Lattimore game, man. Him, Denzel Ward, Jalen Ramsey, Xavier Howard, Stephon Gilmore, Young Diggs right now, man, he's playing at a high level. I've always been watching his game since college. Trey White, you know, I watch a lot of ball, man, I like a lot of corners, man, because it's a tough game. And I like to watch the corners that kind of have the same mindset and do the same type of things I does. And those are some of the guys that do the, you know, same kind of stuff I do as a man, corners and stuff like that. So, I like them kind of guys.
I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah. All right, so finally, the team's won two of its last three. You're in second place in the division. Does it feel like a team that has a chance to make a run into the postseason?
Yeah, man, we got a lot, man. We just got to keep executing, man. What we got doing, our main focus is being consistent, man, as a group. You know, we'll get a win and, you know, not handling business at home. And so we got to know, thankfully, we got a home game this week, man. We can change that right now because, you know, we ain't win a game at home yet this year. Been great on the road. But we got to win at home, man. Got to defend home plate and keep trying to execute.
He is a three-time Pro Bowl selection and All-Pro, the NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Philadelphia is at home against New Orleans on Sunday. That's a big one. Darius Slay, my guest, and that's how you close the show. Darius, appreciate you. Great to have you back, man. Thanks for doing that.
Appreciate you.
Darius Slay, I do appreciate him and his game.